Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week marks the birth of a great amongst Catholic astronomers. John Baptist Riccioli was born in Ferrara on the 17th of April 1598. As a Jesuit, he wrote many books on scientific as well as theological matters, but he is best known for his selenograph, or lunar map, which is described in detail in the Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society. It is the first map to name craters and mountains after scientists and prominent people instead of abstract concepts. It was meticulously drawn by another Jesuit, Francesco Maria Grimaldi, and was published in Riccioli's Almagestum Novum in 1651. Riccioli's chapter concerning the moon contains two large maps, one of which shows for the first time the effects of librations and introduces new lunar nomenclature, almost all of which are still in use today. Jesuit astronomers in Rome, such as Riccioli, were able to gather information from their former Jesuit pupils in China and India concerning lunar and solar eclipses as well as transits of Venus. This information enabled Riccioli to compose a table of 2,700 selenographical objects, incomparably more accurate than anything previously known. Riccioli's described sunspots, compiled star catalogues, and recorded his observations of a double star. He also noted the coloured bands parallel to the equator of Jupiter and made observations of Saturn that, if he had had better instruments, might have led him to recognise its rings. As a geographer, Riccioli set out to compose a single great treatise that would embrace all the geographical knowledge of his time. Although he did not complete this task, he published tables of latitude and longitude for a great number of separate localities, in which he corrected previous data and prepared the way for further developments in cartography. He also made measurements, for example, to determine the radius of the Earth and to establish the ratio of water to land on its surface. His recourse to a geometrical treatment of these problems is noteworthy. Riccioli died in Bologna on the 25th of June 1671, but his name lives on. His lunar map stands at the entrance to the lunar exhibit at the Smithsonian Institute, and it seems only right that a lunar crater is named in his honour. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.